Welcome to this episode of the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Our campaign is conducted by the lore master himself, Kyle.
Roll initiative!
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you probably shouldn't eat human flesh.
Our adventurers include Steven as the ancient Earth Genasi barbarian, Petrolus.
Time is cruel. Do you have any non-dirty magic? Zargon has dove this realm into madness.
Matt, as the absent-minded gnome warlock, Sparkershire of Bryn.
Are there any small creatures in the area?
As I slide right into the opening, I go, poison spray.
Luke, as the scholarly firbolg cleric, Burke.
I see that you are a magic user. I couldn't help but notice a great amount of magic that's pouring off your body. I report directly to Thor.
Lindsay, as the loquacious tabaxi sorcerer, Flowered Cliffs, a.k.a. Flora.
I'm curious about a lot of topics. The cat god walks among us. I lost my soul. I feel as though my life is a quest.
Eric, as the zealous Asimar fighter, Jackie.
He's sleeping. Snoozy. Snoozy.
Watch a master. So I'm gonna try to shove this guy. Did you learn anything?
Join us in our journey to unveil the mystery that is the Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Adventure!
That was good.
Steve's playing the Doctor Who game with us yesterday.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Yeah. Last 15 minutes.
The new Defenders.
We all lost.
Not ever Defenders.
But I'd say
a new challenge.
It's a sci-fi Defender.
I've only played
it. Similar mechanic. It's impossible to play. Anytime you put more Daleks out, and
I'd say about half the time, at least.
Full of Daleks, the game's over.
We didn't even do that.
But I feel like
we just failed everything. Yeah.
And then just like
half
the bosses move from the outside to the middle, and the game over.
20
the Daleks
moves
around, and when it gets to the place you're going,
so it's basically
you
just gotta survive Saturday.
So it has a
couple of
ideas.
And once it gets bad, it just gets harder and harder.
Well, I said I would give any game. Logan, I told you don't come down here.
No, I'm here.
Huh? No, you don't get your heater. Not tonight. Tonight's back day.
No, it's 4.
No, go. Right now you're naked and there's other people here. Get upstairs. He lays in the bed and he goes, Dad, I'm getting naked. Okay, you can get naked, but don't get up again. Okay.
Sorry, Daddy, sorry.
Sorry, Daddy, sorry.
I might not do it if
you
spank his bare butt.
Seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
Hmm?
What?
Hmm?
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Hebrews 12, 11.
What? But painful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but painful.
But.
One T.
Oh.
Butt painful.
Oh, well, yeah, butt is painful when the discipline comes.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
I know it was.
You follow vegetables and chicken with an energy drink?
Yeah.
It defeats the whole purpose, right?
You can't be too healthy.
Just eat bad all the time.
That's just unhealthy.
You're right, it's unhealthy being healthy.
It's gotta have a balance.
Ba-da-na-na. Now, if I cast Lightning Bolt onto a wooden wall, will the wall part?
Is this a trick question? Are you trying to trap him?
No, I just want to know so that if I try to do it, I know the result.
You have to try it.
Well, I don't know. What happens in real life when you want to know how to do something?
The same thing that happens
in when a lightning bolt hits a tree, it blows apart and lights on fire. So.
What about the ground?
Luke asked what happens.
Depending on what kind of ground, it does make holes.
It's the same thing that happens to everything else.
Yep, I do.
It's not rock
storm.
Or sand.
No, I
terrible movie.
What?
Terrible line.
It's a classic.
No, it's not.
I loved it when I was in second grade. Mm-hmm.
You should pass me another for you. You have earned my favor.
13.
Okay. So, I don't know how much Eric told you, Elizabeth, but I'll just do a...
I got an abbreviated version.
Okay. Previously on the Skin of the Six D&D podcasts...
Sounded exciting.
Our adventurers finally slayed Cyan Wrath.
That was last time.
I said previously.
Okay.
Be quiet. Wow. Everybody's interrupting you, Kyle. So I apologize for that.
The adventurers have killed Cyan Wrath. Making their way past Cyan Wrath. The barbarian almost dies to four kobolds. And they encounter some sort of creature with large tentacles who's very hungry. They destroy two dragon eggs and try and negotiate with the monster and end up inciting its wrath.
The impossible monster.
The what?
Impossible monster.
Yeah.
Slides around on the ceiling.
Spaghetti monster. Eventually convincing it that it wasn't worth its time. It went off to go find food in the form of dead kobolds. Getting out of the cave, the group made their way back to Green Nest to stay for the night after burying Riker's body in the tomb, much to the dismay of Snoozy. They're sleeping in the inn, and I forgot to mention there's no sign of Flora.
Yeah, you said her footprints disappeared.
Her footprints disappeared. Hopefully, the heroes have decided to try and find her at Green Nest.
Flora. What about the mysterious woman? From last time.
The one that was sleeping with woman? Sparker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You weren't there. You know, ask Sparker.
Maybe we'll come back in the next episode.
You still haven't told your name.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I was asking. Okay.
You guys are all awake in the inn.
Except for Snoozy.
I'm in the clerics, the priests.
Yes.
That's weird.
And Flora's still...
His brother Grayella. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he calls him.
Brother Grayella. Faruko.
Put away his dog.
Murder.
So who goes first?
No. Okay, so you guys are looking for Hera.
Who?
She's dead in the ground.
Dang it. Sorry.
No, I found her last time.
That's true. Yeah, your body got buried too. Right?
I thought it was falling apart.
I handed it to the governor.
Governor.
Here you go. What's better than... Steven, like, so, should we dig them their own graves, or, like, just one massive mass grave?
You know, just do mass grave, because they're meaningless.
I didn't want to carry them all the way back. All the,
you don't know those people?
They're not special enough to have their own grave. Just throw them in with, like, cattle and
stuff. Well, strangers, you don't know. Could have been awful. We could have been serial killers.
Milo was.
I had a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Milo.
So after I bring you into my house, my parents' house, feed you.
Offer and a then mom shelter deal.
You. No, and then it's on your mom.
Shelter you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what? That's fine. Whatever.
I mean, we are in his house.
I got confused and he said his parents. He said, started thinking of his mom. I'm a new man.
Literally.
Gale Sharp.
Literally.
I wake up.
No, you're an old man.
Oh, so you just you just called for Flora in your dreams?
Flora!
No!
I had a vision. Yeah, I get up and I go down to the bottom floor.
Yeah, I look around.
He's already up and downstairs.
Okay.
Eating a free breakfast.
We just stare at each other.
With the water. A cup of water.
Drink it.
Water, that's right.
After you went to bed last night,
I spent here.
I took Snoozy down to the crypt to show him Riker, his friend.
Why are we still wasting time? I just don't know.
And he took the body out, and then you saw us go down there. He took the body out.
Of the crypt?
Yeah.
Now he's desecrating graves.
That's the way I see it.
I thought they were dust.
Sorry.
Don't mind me. I'll just be back here washing dishes.
He mentioned something about finding a magical solution.
To what?
Somehow bring his friend back. I'm afraid that
a fool's errand.
The false hope of magic may be clouding his mind.
Yes. He can be brought back, but we do not have the time or the energy. I obviously do not have enough money. I'm water.
Well, I think we should keep an eye on him.
Agreed.
Have you seen the gnome yet? Is he awoken?
The small one?
No, I have not seen him yet.
Okay. I get a glass of water.
Oh, great, great choice. This was wonderful.
He says, there'll be one copper.
For a water?
Oh, that's illegal, sir. You must offer water freely.
Illegal? What are you talking about? I'll do what I want in my end.
The smallest I have is a silver piece.
I guess that would be.
Will I get 8 or 9 silver pieces back?
Fine.
Okay. I take my water back and I sit with Burke. And I drink my water.
You hear a against the window. Like almost a bird hitting the window.
I look out the window.
You saw like a flash out of the corner of your eyes. You looked.
Did you hear that?
I did, but I did not see what it was.
Neither did I. If I look around, is anybody else in there?
There's like 2 other people, maybe.
Did they look at it? Did they seem startled?
Yeah, no, they looked, but they didn't get up out of their seats right now.
I drink my water. I think I'm gonna go check it out. I go out the door.
You open the door and you see Flora in the middle of the street.
Flora?
Yeah. And there's a butterfly. And she's like trying to get it.
Friends!
Greeting, Flora. I see you've made your way to the city.
Yes, I've been here for quite a while.
Did you follow the butterfly all the way here?
She explains, no, she saw something. She saw something else.
what?
And due to a unfortunate and unexpected use of her magic, she accidentally teleported herself back to Green Nest. And she got distracted until she found you.
Interesting. Crazy how how my day has gone.
Unbridled magic is quite dangerous.
Well, you know, this stuff just happens around me. You know. You're welcome.
Thanks. do you have a shovel?
Typically, my claws can handle dirt fairly well. Mm. So, no. There is a shop here, I believe.
Maybe I'll find the shop.
The shack.
The shovel shack.
It's a shack, not a shop.
I don't get this.
It's brother,
Grayorla.
Grayorla.
I just go by brother. It's time to get up.
I wake up very jarred and confused where I'm at. It's been a long night.
He
slowly opens. He's like, breakfast is on the table. Come and get it. And you look over and you see Riker's body in the corner. Still like
propped up.
Propped up in the corner.
You're so weird. I slowly get up and I'm like, I think I want to bury my friend first.
Oh, he's gone. He walked away.
Okay, and then I peek out.
He didn't open the door.
Okay, then I open the door and go where breakfast is and tell him that.
Okay, well, do you need help?
I think I have it. But do you have any tools?
Yeah, I have a shovel. In the back room. And he goes and gets it for you.
Thank you. I go and sling Riker over my shoulder and...
Are you sure you don't need help?
How far away is the graveyard? I think I should be.
Oh, there. It's pretty close. Yeah. It's like the next place over.
I'm good, thank you.
I'll be here if you need me.
And start walking to the graveyard.
You can tell that the storm was pretty... I mean, there's branches and stuff on the ground. Everything's still wet from the rain. But everything's calm now in the morning. And the sun's up. Just as you're about to go in the graveyard, you do look over and you see... Flora and Petrolus out in the street talking.
I smile a tiny bit and I continue on my way to the graveyard.
Okay. What are you doing?
I ride Jasmine 3 down the stairs of the inn. And I ask... I asked someone to open the door for me.
It's a go now.
It's been a go.
I asked someone to open the door for me so I can get out.
Can't reach
the door. Innkeeper is like, when did you let a goat in here? And he opens the door.
And I say, I walked in with it and walked right up to the room.
I must have missed that. Normally I would say no goats in here, but carry on.
When he says that, Jasmine 3 says...
What was that?
I was a little sick on that one. He couldn't quite get it out.
And I pat her, and then we walk out. And then who do I see? I don't know what.
Those two.
I don't see him, though.
No.
Where's Burke?
Well, you You just walk right past him.
Oh, he was in the lobby?
Yeah, he was drinking his water.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't go out.
Oh, okay.
Time stone, back. I stop when I see Burke, and I say, are you ready? To head out?
For what?
To head out after the caravan.
Yes. Yes, I would like to find this cult of... You say that they are practicing dark magic, so yes, I'm very interested in this.
More than that. They're practicing more than that.
It needs to end.
Glad we are in agreement. And then I have someone open the door for me, and then I do all of those things.
Okay.
You ride such strange creatures. Including myself.
I take what's available. But this one I will keep safe. We have a special bond. And I tickle her behind her ear. And she says,
nothing.
She speaks common.
I say, oh, she must be sick this morning.
All right, so the three of you are out in the street. Riker, you have the shovel, and... Oh, excuse me. You have the shovel.
Should we all wear name tags?
I didn't even think about when he said it. I was just like...
Especially Steven.
What?
Especially Steven.
Wear name tags?
Yeah. Because you have so many new characters.
Same amount as everybody else. Good for you.
All right, so you're digging a hole.
Yes.
A grave.
Yes.
That's going to take you like an hour and a half.
Not on TV, it doesn't take that long.
Even with my strength, that's
I mean, you can dig a shallow grave for Riker if you want.
Oh, he deserves a deep one.
Real deep.
Real deep.
Okay.
I walk up to those two and I say, where's the paladin's friend?
Hello. I haven't seen you in a few days.
Sorry, I didn't notice you there. I'm oblivious to my surroundings at most times.
I see everyone's made it out of the cave alive. I take it your endeavor was successful?
It was.
Wonderful.
You greeted Sparker like Eric greets the fast food.
What? The fast food.
It's my inspiration.
Why, when he opens a bag and is like, hello there.
No, he means person taking the order.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
He's super official.
Hello.
Do you want the code?
Anyway.
Don't cut this out. Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Steven, don't cut this out.
It's all up to you now, Steven.
Future Steven.
Don't cut this out.
Could be my week. And then you're not talking to him.
Don't you do it, future Eric.
Anyways. Two guys are all standing around.
Wait, I asked where the paladin's friend is.
Our endeavor was quite successful.
So the cult has been vanquished.
Well,
evil is gone.
Some of it.
A portion.
There's still a large portion of that.
I thought it was all centered in this cave.
No, only some of the cult was there. The rest left in a caravan.
Well,
many wagons.
Many wagons? Those sound adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you all survived, and I'm glad there's more evil to vanquish. Hopefully the cat god is with us. And I sit down.
We also fought a stalactite monster.
What?
Yeah.
Why do all the interesting things happen when I'm not there? That cave was so boring.
Yeah.
Well.
Did we see Sneezy walk past?
No.
Okay.
So then you don't know where he's at?
I don't know where he's at.
Oh, so then I don't know you all made it. Mm. Is Sneezy with us?
Yeah. I think he might be obsessed with his deceased friend.
Oh, dear. Well, I am one to know of obsessions. Do we know his name yet?
No.
Sneezy it is.
Who saw him last?
I saw him just last night.
Where were you at? What were you doing?
Who was with you? Were you eating?
I take my plate up to the barkeep and just sort of hand it to him.
With dinner pets with dishes. Yeah, with the most random thing.
I give him my cup of glass and just say,
well, thank you.
You're mighty welcome, sir.
Man, discrimination. Doesn't like rock people.
What?
Wasn't very nice to me.
I have an awesome nose. It's like this, like Gonzo. He wouldn't like me.
No, it's like Squidward.
No, Gonzo. And then I walk out to meet with these guys. But go ahead, sorry.
Youngins.
Burke and I were left with the body of the paladin. So, naturally, we went to the grave site. The graveyard.
To bury him?
To bury him. That didn't work out, so... There's a crypt by the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. So you left him in the crypt.
Why didn't you just bury him? Give him a proper burial. I think that's typically the way that humans prefer to be laid to rest.
Yes, it is the preferred method, but we couldn't get through the soil.
It was just too hard.
The two of you couldn't dig a hole?
No.
But you're so strong.
Guys, these hands...
were made for...
can... not gonna dig a hole.
You know there's a shovel shack.
Right? Shovel shack? I'm not familiar with the concept. But.
Variety of shovels.
I'm going to head to the graveyard then. He could be there.
Well, we put him in an empty grave in the crypt.
Okay.
And then I took Sneezy to the grave thinking we were saying our last goodbye, but Sneezy opened the sarcophagus and took him back out of the crypt.
Oh.
And then we tried digging a hole again, but it didn't work.
So maybe the paladin's friend is going now to finish the job that the two of you couldn't.
I would hope so, yes.
Who should have been in the crypt?
I just start riding over there.
If there is a spot for Snoozy's friend, doesn't that mean someone was there and is no longer there?
I was assuming it was for the next dead individual.
That is smart
first
planning.
First come, first serve kind of deal.
What is this, Flora?
With the two people dying.
What are you doing here?
I you know how my magic is.
I'm writing over there why this is happening.
Web and perception to look for the ring.
What ring?
The one that I gave her.
What are you doing here?
Just I've been exploring Green Nest. I had a little mix-up with some magic that escaped my body, and I found everyone in town. There was a beautiful butterfly. It just flew away. I thought it was a monarch. Turns out it was not. It was a different type of butterfly that I have not seen before.
Well, I'm very happy that you're back with us. I missed your presence.
Thank you. Don't get used to it. Where is Snoozy?
Am I there yet?
Oh, to the graveyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took off.
Where did Sparker go?
I believe he said he was going to the crypt.
That's rude.
I look around. Do I see him?
As you walk through the gate, you see him, Snoozy, digging a hole. Grave.
I what was it doing?
A shovel.
I went to Shovel Shack.
Not a spade.
Not a spade. Okay. He gave me a shovel, I guess.
With fire and lightning.
He put the shovel in the ground and then just shot lightning at it.
I see you made a decision.
Side effects.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we have 16,000.
What do you mean?
After our discussion.
I spoke with the priest. He echoed what you said, but it seems it's unlikely. Very unlikely.
So you'll bury him here?
It seems fitting.
Well, he was a good person. He has my respect. But once you're done there, we're going to head out.
Almost finished. Is the grave dug yet?
After like another half hour, yeah.
Whoa.
They weren't talking that long.
Well, thank you for your words.
Your words of once you're done there, we're leaving.
There's business to be had.
Okay, so after a bit, you're done. They're apparently just standing around, or
I definitely don't go back up there.
I go to the shop.
Sure, we'll
just
like
a, just a general shop.
Yeah. Store. Okay. See if I want to buy anything.
Okay.
Flora, you say that this magic has always been with you?
Yes, I was born with it. I've been getting better at harnessing it, but every once in a while, sometimes I'll just cast a spell and then something weird happens. Did you know that's how I brought King's statue to life?
I did not.
He was a statue. And then I turned into a potted plant and somehow he became a real person. That's why I call him King's statue.
And people wonder why I believe the magic should be eradicated.
What? I lost your ring, and I'm okay with it. I don't appreciate rudeness. I'm trying to bring good to the world.
I am as well.
Well, we shall do it in our own ways.
If magic is harnessed correctly, then it is tolerable.
Even though I cast spells all the time.
The problem is that magic is not used correctly majority of the time.
You know, it all depends on the caster.
Petros, you walk into the shop and the shopkeeper greets you.
Hello there, sir. How may I help you today?
Greetings. Greetings. I just want to buy some stuff.
Well, you're in luck today, sir, because we have plenty of stuff. What can I interest you in?
I am searching for a lock.
Lock?
Yes.
Do you need a key as well?
It says here in my handbook that a key is provided.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yes, I would like an accompanying key, please.
You should specify that it matches the lock.
Well, let me just go back to get my bondage gear and...
He goes behind a curtain.
This is adult to win. He brings out the key and lock.
Many thanks.
That will be however much it says in your handbook, sir.
Okay.
As you're paying for it, something off the shelf catches your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you go over to investigate it a little closer. Can you roll a D100, please?
What?
Kind of shopping.
I want to go shopping.
Actually, roll it twice.
Do I have
money? I don't know if I have money. 45. 11. You see two vials, both a dark, a vibrant red. One is in a smaller vial, you recognize it as a potion of healing. There's another larger vial that has, it's more ornate. It's also the same color. It looks almost the same, but maybe slightly darker and bigger.
Hmm. So for sure a healing potion.
Mm-hmm.
What is required for thine potions?
Ah, yes, I just got those in yesterday. Well, that potion of healing, I can let go of it for 60 gold.
60 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And what of the other potion?
Ah, it is a potion of greater healing.
Wow.
It's going to be more money. Let me consult my accountant book. I will let you know. All right. He describes that.
You get a lot of answers when you don't read.
He can let go of the greater healing potion for 110 gold.
Oh, man.
And he says that's a steal.
Prices nowadays.
I have a side question later. Namely, how much money I have.
I will take the lock.
Check your pockets.
And both potions.
What?
Comes back, I'm a king, baby.
Never mind, I know.
All right, so how? That's 180 gold.
Do I get like a...
No, it was 60.
Yeah, buy them both at once.
Right, it was 60. It was already too much of a discount. I can't go any more than that.
Fine. I think that's all I require.
Yeah, 170, sorry.
All right, 170?
Yeah. So the...
It's not a vector calculus over here.
The greater healing potion... heals an extra 2d4 and adds an extra plus 2 on top of what you get from the normal healing potion. So it's 4d4 plus 4 instead of 2d4 plus 2. Where's the normal healing potion?
Normal healing potion is 2d4 plus 2?
Yes.
Greater is 4d4 plus 4?
Yes.
Cool.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
That's like two healing potions in one.
Don't need Burke anymore. Been replaced.
For the price?
I will remember that. Did you guys hear that?
170?
Yeah, for both.
And then 10 for the lock.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know I pay that, it all.
Did you know that that statue that you spoke of uses up more spell slots than any other one else in this group? Yet he doesn't like magic.
I never said that.
He's just like you. What magic was hanging?
Did I hear a transaction being made?
Ka-ching!
I follow the sound of that
that bartering transaction.
I want to follow Flora, but I don't, because she was very mean to me.
Be careful. I might use magic. And then I'll walk away.
Okay, because she said that, I follow her.
Okay, you follow King Statue into the shop. After
I have my distance. Notepad ready with my pen on my shield as I'm watching for him.
Hello and welcome to my shop of things.
Thank you for having me. This is an exquisite collection of things.
Indeed. How can I help you?
Do you have any specials?
Not anymore.
He just looks over at Petrolis.
What are your sales this week? Do you have a flyer?
No, still trying to recover from the devastating loss of a dragon attack and our town raided. So I don't have any flyers, but well, what are you looking for?
Just whatever tickles my fancy. What are your specialties here in your fine establishment? Do you have any local goods?
I do have a pretty strong ale. Brewed locally.
You don't say.
It's very strong, but very delicious. It's a homebrew. It's actually something I did myself.
Am I still there?
Yes. I don't keep it out in the shop, but...
Behind the curtain.
Yeah, I can... I can offer that.
How much?
Five silver pieces.
I'll take... One, two, three, four. I'll take five.
Well, you know what? I'll throw it in and one extra one for you.
Oh, that is so kind.
Buy five, get one free.
Yes, I got a deal.
Do you think it is flammable? This ale?
It is alcohol, and there's quite a bit in there, so... Yeah, I would say so.
A light bulb goes on over my head.
Candle.
Yeah.
Do we see it?
He brings out the jugs.
Oh, how big are they?
Bring out the jugs.
Like Lear.
I drink one.
You drink one? You just like straight.
It's free. I'm gonna drink it.
Okay. He's like, you might want to go easy on that a little bit. I don't want you to get sick.
Don't you worry about me. I can handle my ale.
Okay. Well, take care. It's
Are there drunk effects in D&D like Warcraft? Mm-hmm. That's good. I was hoping for it.
Yeah. Except it's not quite as instantaneous as WoW, but yeah, it's a nice I don't know how to describe beer, but it's a nice summery blend, very hoppy and nutty. I don't know.
Okay.
Jugs and nuts.
Thank you, kind sir.
Podcast episode name.
So I take all the jugs, I walk outside, and I pass one out to everyone.
Okay.
Except for a couple people.
Who?
Me and Sparky, because we're not there.
Will I find you?
Oh.
It's a small town. I can probably see you.
You know what? Take inspiration.
As she hands it to me, I try to perceive the ring.
I don't remember the ring, but...
I rolled 22.
If it's there, you see it.
Do you have the ring on it, or did you throw it away?
I have no idea. haven't done anything with it. But I didn't think it fit.
It did fit. I cast it once on us.
You cast a spell. I didn't think the ring fit.
The ring, if it wasn't on you, the spell would fail.
Okay. Then I have it.
Liar.
Drink up.
Right, I sort of like push it out, my big nose out of the way with the. So my knee, my nose is like sticking up like this.
He's so weird.
Yeah, I am a furball. I tried to put clay on it to make the nose, and I couldn't get it to work.
Flora, you already start to feel a little so buzzed already.
Woo! Spring break.
Did you eat breakfast yet?
Probably not. It was a butterfly.
Here were two. I need one.
Save one for later.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys are all together now.
Let us toast to your successful cave adventure. Adventure! Come on, guys!
I will save mine for later.
I put mine on my goat.
Adventure!
Mine's on the ground and I'm still shuffling.
We pour one out for Riker.
Alright.
I put the extra one in my backpack.
Okay.
I thought you drank the extra one.
No, I got six. Remember, I bought five and I got one free.
She drank the extra one. She kept hers.
I did not buy one for our DM because he is not.
And you count him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Extra one, 6.
Mm-hmm. But you said you drank one right away.
Yeah, so it's all 6.
And then that was the same five, one.
And then you just drank one again, right?
No, it's the same one.
Oh.
It's a liter.
He's oblivious to his surroundings.
I don't know what's going on. I just got here.
After about 5 minutes, you start to get really dizzy.
Just like wow.
For right now, you have the poison condition.
Oh.
But your strength and your certain times for charisma are higher. Right.
Strength.
Do you guys want to see me turn something into a light bulb?
No.
I cast light on statue's nose.
My nose.
Go ahead, just roll straight on your wild magic table.
No. Can I roll dex to move out of the way?
Light actually gives the.
Technically, yes.
What am I rolling?
On your table. So a d20, or a d100, or something.
Oh.
You're wild magic. Mm.
This is so exciting.
Let's see your dex.
What is it?
Your dex.
Is it a saving throw?
Yeah, it's a saving throw.
Ooh, I get an advantage.
Ooh, 98.
Uh-oh.
You are surrounded by faint, ethereal music for the next minute.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ooh-ee.
Ooh-ee.
No!
Oh. Do I have something that I can make like a reroll? Hold on.
A critical on dex.
Not today.
You dodged it.
You dodge out of the way, and it hits him instead.
My giant gonzo nose?
Yeah.
I swear.
How do you like that magic?
I just start writing down stuff on my little book.
Oh, do you need a light? Oh, never mind. And I just start dancing.
Yeah.
Okay, am I the only one that can hear it?
No,
everyone.
Okay.
Very interesting. Yes.
Have you finished it?
I think this is quite unusual.
Yeah, he said we came back.
Coming from a light spell like this.
I go over to Sneezy and I help him.
Well, that's what the DM said. The grave.
All right, you guys are done. And
what color is it?
You lay him in there.
My nose.
Mm-hmm. Orange.
Okay.
I lay him in and I shovel some dirt on top of him just to cover him up in bed, and then
I pull out, I rummage around a bit, and I pull out the light quarter staff that I had grabbed from him.
I know it is. That's why I was laughing so much.
And then I put the light quarter staff in the grave. I just kind of stand back and take it in, and I still look at him, I'm like, would anybody like to say a few words?
I would have something to say.
It's just me and him, isn't it?
No, yeah. we all came out there.
Oh, yeah, we're all there.
Well, you said you didn't want to go back in there.
I did.
Oh, okay, then I guess I won't say anything.
Okay.
So who's there?
Yeah, so who's there? Because it's confusing.
Whoever wants to be there, it was a long time to dig the grave.
I'll be there.
We're all there.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to be there, but I'm there.
Okay.
He has an orange nose.
And it's very bright.
And there's music playing.
Well, now it's gone. But.
Oh, it's gone now.
You thought you heard music.
I asked if anybody wants to say a few words.
In arms of
Take a seat, Snoozy. I've got this.
And she's drunk.
I'm a little confused.
She stumbles up to make
Have you had your ale yet? It's the specialty of the shopkeep. It's delicious and summery and nutty.
I am not fazed. This is a serious time. I don't say anything. I just move aside.
Here lies... What was his name?
It was Riker.
Here lies Riker. A noble, noble champion. A warrior. A large human male. Friend to Snoozy. I feel we would have all been friends. May Cat God watch over him in his eternal journey.
May his soul fly in the flames.
Amen. And I bow, curtsy.
I grab the ale from the ground. Yeah, yeah. I take a sip.
A sip.
Let us vanquish evil. Let's go.
Adventure.
Adventure.
I kind of look around at anybody else to see if anybody else wants to see.
What was that?
I'm talking to Jasmine 3. I'm asking Jasmine if she wants
Jasmine
some ale.
3? What? Is your dog sick?
My dog perished.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I can tell. No. I don't just allow that to happen.
I try to feed it, so.
I back him up.
What are you doing?
I don't want that.
He asked for it.
It doesn't matter. We have a long journey.
Why is its name Jasmine 3?
That is the name that I have given to it.
You should let it pick its own name.
Did you pick your own name?
I did.
You named yourself?
The Tabaxi go by many nicknames.
Then what is your real name?
That's a story for another day, Sparker.
I just pour the rest of it on the floor.
I just back up more with him. Her.
Roll animal handling.
I did. I rolled a 20. Yeah. You should do whatever
just,
I say.
It just always does whatever you say now.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm on one.
Not when it's drunk.
I want the drunk goat. That's what I want.
Goat simulator.
Sponsored by.
Oh, look at that. What was it?
19.
High enough. It backs actually, away. Reluctantly.
20.
Not bad. We don't have time for this.
Before we
depart, there's something I need to do. I go over to the crypt.
I follow. Super interested.
I put the new lock on it, and I stick the key in it, and I leave it. And then I walk back.
What did you lock up?
That's the crypt. Burke destroyed the previous lock, so I am replacing what we took.
Why must a crypt have a lock? Its inhabitants are not going to escape.
I think it was to prevent grave thievery.
Well, that obviously did not work, right?
Well, when you're magical.
Snoozy, aren't you a very bright man? You know about grave robbery, don't you?
The light is still shining on his dongling nose.
The dongling nose. I just sort of point down at Riker's grave.
Are you not robbing this grave?
No. Okay.
He's still trying.
I have been given permission to bury Riker here from the priest. Brother. Is his name.
I start casting light on my finger and turning it off and on.
You phone home?
And then I just sort of listen for music. And then I do it again. I just keep doing it.
Is that the proper harnessing of magic, Burke?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how you did that.
I will never tell my secrets.
Well, soon I will figure them out.
Are there flowers around? Okay. I put a rock that is a nice shape on the grave.
It looks like a face.
It looks like a face.
Yes. This rock looks like Riker. I will put it on his grave.
That's a nice rock.
Thank you. I found it myself.
All right, so you guys are now ready to head out, and Riker has been laid to rest.
I shovel the last bit of dirt on the side, and I stand over the grave. And I say, brother, you were one of the greatest men I have ever met. Thank you for teaching me how to fight and about the Octocode. I'll forever miss you. I know you fought valiantly aside your comrades. I expected no less from you. May you rest in peace. Goodbye, my friend. But more importantly, good and faithful servant. And I kind of shake my head a bit, and then I just put the shovel in the ground and like look at everybody and just nod.
I wasn't going to interrupt you, but the minute you started talking, I started walking away.
Okay.
That was a kind thing you said, and I hug you.
I cast hug.
I let you hug me. I stand there, and I
don't want to mess up the podcast.
And I say,
I don't think it's this.
I say, thank you for your kind words, even though you didn't know him. It was very nice of you.
Any friend of yours is a friend of mine, dead or not dead.
I just stare at him after the end of his speech, and I just stare at him.
Snoozy, you feel the strength from Riker as you bless his grave, and you feel like he's really with you. You can be like under the effect of the bless spell for like 24 hours.
Whoa.
Wow. You feel his presence.
I don't even remember what the bless does. I think
it's Kyle.
I just changed my spells.
Oh, oh so now great. Somebody else has bless.
It's D4 when you attack or saving throw.
Okay.
So basically every time you do it, it's D4. Added.
Attack or saving throw. Got it.
Onward. Yeah, but it's for 24 hours.
It's awesome.
I start riding toward back to the cave.
To the cave?
To the cave.
That's the way the caravan left. That's the only way I know. You gotta follow their tracks.
Okay, as you come out of the graveyard, you see an old man that you saw the night before. He's all like, you know, cow and...
Is it a cow?
Huh?
Who saw him?
Don't have a cow, man.
Cow. Several people.
So he looks like a vampire?
No. He's just...
He's cold.
He looks... Huh?
He's cold.
Oh, is this the guy I asked you where the blacksmith was?
No, he was standing outside the inn.
That was me.
Yeah, okay. He was leaning up against the wall.
But that was me.
Huh?
I was transformed.
No, there was another guy.
You're an old guy? The cow?
Anyways, there's an old guy now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's like...
Which way are you all headed?
To adventure. Would you like to come with us?
Oh, no, no. But I might be able to help you what you're looking for a bit of coin.
We're looking for adventure.
I've seen plenty of that. I know of some things.
Evil things?
Indeed.
I think this is the guy we're looking for.
Does he seem like he's has ragged clothes on, like he's more of a beggar type, or does he seem well established?
No, he seems like a beggar. Almost. Just like an old, creepy old beggar guy.
There's no time for this. I know we must go.
And I start writing.
You're going the wrong way.
Where should we be going? Hi.
Oh, wait, I understand this. Yes, sir.
He's learned to shake.
Deal. Where are we heading?
I don't think your friend understands. I need a bit of coin.
I hand him a silver piece.
Never worked out so little before. Puts it on his pocket.
Is that Master Roshi?
The mysterious folk that you seek headed out on the road west towards Candlekeep. I think they might be going to Boulder's Gate.
Does this sound right?
Oh, you're fucking right.
I'm not that far away.
Does this I sound love right? Boulder's Gate. There is an area in that town where only certain people are allowed in, and it would not let me in. But today is my day, and I'm gonna get in that grass.
I think she's talking about her old character.
No, I know what's in Boulder's Gate. I was there. I tried to get into it. That's what I was obsessed with.
Sorry. It's true. It's in her backstory.
Boom.
Did you say Boulder's Gate?
Aye.
Stop, Jasmine 3.
Sounds like my kind of people.
Cause they're rocks and a boulder.
You're going home, King Statue.
You're going home.
To Dodge City.
We have been there. I have been there. Have you been there?
No.
Have you been there?
Oh, I have not.
Have you been there?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
The city. The large city.
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Sparker!
I trot back.
Have you been to Baldur's Gate?
I have, but that... Okay, I have a fourth wall question. I physically watched the caravan leave. So, did it go the direction of Baldur's Gate? Because I know what direction it went.
It headed west, which is the direction of the road going towards Baldur's Gate, yes.
Okay, so I still ignore that guy because I know which way it went, so...
It seems like he's telling the truth.
Okay. You don't need to pay this man. I already know where to go. I watched them leave.
He's a kind old man, and he's giving us information. Mm. You should respect the elderly, Sparker. Or if you are lucky, you will be one day.
I'm much older than you. And him.
Well, it depends on what
kind of
lives we're talking about here.
Greenness is here. The road this way to Burgost and Candlekeep, and then
why,
up to Baldur's Gate.
Okay.
Why
so then the cave is like somewhere around here.
The cave is down south.
Right? I saw them leave this way. So I know that...
I'm lost.
Okay.
And I
thought you were my hand and have the guy tell us to go a different direction.
No.
Okay.
What happened?
It seemed like a good plan.
What?
What is it that, what is exactly that you wanted?
Money.
I've got information.
And, I like a good story. Maybe you'll come back here one day.
I look down at his feet.
He's got some, like, worn-out flip-flops on.
I throw the boots of striding and springing towards him. None of my comrades want these, so it seems that you're missing boots. They're quite worn out. Take them.
He holds them. Feeling that they're special. Thank you.
Yes. They are special, but don't mind the scarring on them. They should still work.
He takes his flip-flops off. They're like almost like worn through the soles. And he just tosses them. And he just puts on his boots. He's like, oh. Thank you, sir.
Is that all of the information that you have?
I ran Jasmine 3 over to his flip-flops that he threw and tell her to eat.
She can eat that.
Is it good?
He's like...
Fuel up.
Well, I've heard they've had lots of treasure from the area. And, they're led by this Dressmeyer person.
Dressmeyer. Yes.
Dressmeyer.
Dressmeyer.
They're on the move. They're planning something. They're getting ready to enact something big.
Something evil?
Aye.
You mean Mondath?
I don't know. I haven't heard that name, but it's possible they have lower levels of leaders. But I fear that all of them in this area were led here by a single person.
Tell me his name again.
Dresimir.
Sir, are you from Green Nest?
Aye.
Do you come around these parts often?
Aye. This is my home. But I wander.
I go up to him and I hold out my hand.
I don't know what you mean. What
Your hands, sir.
My hands?
I put a gold piece in it and I close it. Let people know that there is a great warrior buried here.
I will. What is his name?
Riker.
Is he one of the warriors in the statue they're building?
Aye. Take good care of him.
Thank you. You have a friend and a great guest if you come back.
Let's go.
Enjoy the shoes.
I will. I'll put them to great use. May. He looks you up and down. May the gods be with you.
May Manda be with you.
Alright. So you guys head now.
West.
Yep. To Candle Keep.
Snoozy,
I shake your.
Yes.
What'd you give me?
A silver. Is that a higher level?
It is. Cheek? It is not. I felt he could use the coin.
Yes.
Shaking is appropriate.
It must be my nose. It's still orange.
Okay. Well, you guys are on the trail for 2 or 3 days.
So Bliss is gone.
Aww.
No. I can be for a little bit.
Thanks, Riker.
You still feel his presence.
Ooh.
For one battle.
Yeah, basically. I'll take it.
And you guys reach the turning point where you can turn north to Boulder's Gate or go for another couple miles and reach Candle Keep.
I must retrieve something at the library before we begin. Meet me at the crossroads.
Well, let us go to Candle Keep. That is where I'm based.
Well, me too.
I will exchange the book that I have and and find something else. They let me take books out of the library.
They don't even let me in.
There is a standard that they keep.
No, it's a candle.
Thank you. There are many candles.
Who's the keeper of the Candle Keep?
What is this?
Steve.
What is this?
Steve, the keeper of candles.
Steve Candle.
No, it's Jack.
Well, as you know, to get into Candle Keep, you must give them a book that they've never received before.
Are we there yet?
And the better the book, the better the access.
It's a mile.
Yeah.
I'm riding on a goat.
You're there.
I get to borrow books because I gave them the best book in the universe.
It's time.
What was that?
Either there's a door opening. Or
intruder.
System.
Some form of ghost.
I walk up to the entrance.
Okay.
There are their guards there.
I walk in. Hey, Larry. Hey, Joe.
I attempt to just walk in, too.
Right in. They stop you. Who are you?
I'm here to retrieve my book. I left it to be copied.
He squints at you, at the other monk. What book did you bring here?
I brought many. Cookbooks.
Picture books.
A book about a mayor.
Not a child's book.
And I also brought the Tomb of Forbidden Lore.
Ah, yes. Yes, I hear that that one has just been copied. It's just finished.
Great, then I shall go in and retrieve it.
Go ahead. Head this way. So you two go in, no problem.
Did they say hi to me?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Sorry.
I hope though, I just didn't want to be in a fight.
Hi, Flora. How's it going?
It's wonderful. I've been on an adventure, and we're going on another one after this.
That sounds awesome. I don't get to leave here much, but I'm glad that you were able to go out into the world and see things.
I will regale you of our adventure when I return.
Great. I look forward to it. Who are your friends?
This is Sparker.
Oh, you two know each other. Okay.
Yes, we met in this area. And you'll remember King Statue.
He's not inside.
I pose like the statue.
They pose like the statue.
Oh my gosh! You're the statue guy!
I brought him to life. Can you believe it?
Statue guy is not my name.
Oh. Okay. What is it? Sorry.
No, come on. It was on the plaque right next to him for Century. You must remember.
I'm a new monk.
I thought this was a part of the orientation. I'm so sorry, King Statue.
Gregory.
I am King Petrolus.
Oh, okay, yeah. The one that, the famous king from long ago?
I'll take famous, yeah.
How are you here right now?
I turned into a flower pot.
What?
I was petrified, as they call it, millennia ago, and this Flora brought me back.
Well, I miss looking over and seeing you.
I can't say I feel the same.
Well, it's good to have you unpetrified, I guess, then.
Thanks.
Come on in.
I walk in.
I hold out my hand and I just like, I'm snoozing.
He caught himself snoozing.
This is also my friend. He takes naps and sleeps in the evenings. We don't know much else about him at the moment, including his name.
I actually read and train in the evenings, but
we're new friends.
Reedy doesn't sound.
Did you bring something for entrance?
Trainee.
I did not. I never been here. I didn't know that there was an entry fee.
It's not going to happen. I'm setting off to the side.
Just wait here. I'll only be a minute.
What about what you told me about bringing the dead back to life? You said it was here?
Yes, that's the book I'm coming to retrieve.
So I have to give you something to get in here. I'm just gonna go wait over here with this guy.
Okay.
I'll be quick.
So you guys walk in. The monk, there's a monk there to assist you, and he asks, what would you like, or what can he help you with?
I just came to get my book.
Okay, I read this way. He leads you to the copying room, and you get in there, and the monk brings it out, and he says, well, I was able to copy the book, but as soon as I was done, it's very curious, the book shut by itself, and I haven't been able to open it since. But here you go.
But you have the copy.
Yes.
I'll take the copy.
Uh,
I would prefer that this book stay in your care. The original is always better than the copy.
Well, we can't open it now, right?
I don't know. I don't know what you've done to it, but I would like the copy. I'm sure it will open.
I broke him.
Roll, persuasion.
Boo. I use my inspiration.
Use a blanket.
Good thing you did.
18.
Thanks for a second. Well, I suppose the original is better than the copy.
I couldn't agree more.
It gives you the plain looking book.
I take it. And it is an exact copy of all the words, correct? Okay. Before we go, do you have a place where I can use the restroom? It's been a long trip.
There's outhouses across the yard.
Oh, thank you. Whew, didn't think I could hold it much longer.
He looks unsettled.
I ride Jasmine 3 over to the restroom. Is she with me or is she exploring?
I'm looking for the main guy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's go to her. You just walk into the library and you find whoever you're looking for.
Whatever his name was.
Don't think there was a guy, but...
Whoever I talked to.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Steve!
Hi, Flora!
Hi!
How have your adventures been going?
Very interesting. I've come to return the book that I borrowed and see if there's another one that I could take.
He takes a book. Well, what are you looking for?
I would like information on this cult that we are following, led by someone named Dresmeyer. Dressmaker? Dresden.
That name doesn't sound familiar, but I do have books on the Cult of the Dragon.
I will take one, please.
Okay. He goes back and brings you back a book. And it's titled The Cult of the Dragon, A History.
Thank you.
Volume 1.
I look forward to reading this.
Volume 1 of 5,000. A brief history, is what it says.
We are headed to Baldur's Gate. Is there anything I can get you there?
No, I try not to with material possessions.
Honestly, that's probably good because I don't know how long I'll be gone. And you know how I am with things.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
Have there been any changes other than the large statue leaving?
Not here, but I did hear some news from Baldur's Gate about... Well, in fact, I heard news from Green Nest about an attack. I can't remember which way were you headed. Did you hear anything about that?
We just came from Green Nest.
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
There was no attack while I was there. It looked like they were recovering from one, though.
There was also a dragon sighted in the region. Multiple places.
I did not see a dragon, but I will be on the lookout because you know, Steve, I am interested in dragons.
I know that you're interested in a lot of things.
Changes every 10 minutes, right?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
So she's a normal woman.
Oh.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
I, as I'm...
I didn't. My character didn't say that. I'm in the bathroom. That was me.
That was me.
That was me. I turn to Burke and I ask him, have you ever felt led by something that pushes you through this world?
Yes. I'm being led right now. That's why I'm here with you. With the group.
What is it like? What is the feeling that you have?
It's not really a feeling. It's a voice that is called to me.
I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me.
Do you hear it speaking, or is it just...
Yes.
Is it your god?
It is Thor himself, yes. He's granted me these powers.
It's very interesting.
A vision of a great evil that is being awakened.
I have visions as well. Thank you for sharing that with me. And I quickly get up and walk over to one of the monks.
As he's walking away, I do the whole Eric with my giant long dance.
Wow. Do the Eric.
Yes.
Whoa. That's a different attitude than what you gave Flora.
Would you like to come?
Flora is a member of society.
You have great knowledge in this place known as the library.
Library.
You may
the largest in Faerun. One of the most complete of the modern era.
So then you most likely know about the Church of the Illumin and our great word that we read, the Authority.
I'm sure that we have... I don't know about that specifically, but if there is any information in this world about it, it would be here, yes.
I may have something that you do not have yet.
With you?
Yes. I rummage through my bag. And I pull out a copy of The Authority. Now, this...
Keep this on. Good night, Sarah.
Good night, Steve.
Good night.
He says she's going to bed.
Well, I have better things to do.
I'm sure you have plenty copies of this publication, but this one is unique and one of its kind.
Awesome.
I open it up, and there are sections drawn out on it. My friend, he has found a secret message in this authority, known as the Octor Code. Many know about the presence, but there seems to be another part to it, known as the Spectre. He is a spirit of vengeance. He has cracked this code, and I have here the answer to it.
He looks surprised. I see. May I see this? Or is this something personal?
I close it up. It is extremely important to me and personal. But this is my friend's, who is now perished. I feel, though, that I need to get the word out on this. So, you may look at it.
Are you offering it to Candlekeep?
Something is leading me to entrust you with this. So, yes.
This is the most well-protected bastion of knowledge of this era. It would be quite safe here. And is for the preservation of knowledge above all else.
I heard you make copies of books.
We do. But for books that we don't already have. Now if we do have this authority book, we wouldn't need another copy. Exactly. Now, your specific original would be most interesting to have.
I give you permission, if you do not have it, to copy this, but I would like the original back if I return. It is my friend's.
Well, you say this is special because it has this code in it.
Aye.
Is the code magical? Is it somehow disguised within the text? Or is it just...
It is there in the text, but this code allows you to read the hidden message.
I'm not sure how we would copy that.
I open it up and show him a page, and it has the patterns highlighted. It is already done for you. You only need to copy this text in its entirety.
I see. Yes, I think this will work. He holds out his arms to take the book. He says, I can promise you that you will have the original back.
Thank you. I hand it to him. This needs to get out to the masses.
Out to the masses, you say?
I would love for this to be available to as many as possible.
Well, we're not a printing press. We're for the preservation of knowledge.
And as many copies...
But perhaps if you were to make a donation, monetary donation, we could distribute some with the supplies that we could buy.
I pull out my huge sack of gold coins.
And I
put it in my palm of my hand. How much?
Well, with the ink and the paper, books usually run a gold piece. So, however many copies you want to get out is how many gold it'll take.
I think about it for a second. I hand him the sack. This should be enough for 596.
Well, that will take quite a while for our monks to make that many, but I'm more than happy to do it.
596.
Now you can take inspiration for that.
I have inspiration.
It's just buying.
Well, use it.
I haven't had time. I just got it when we were doing whatever.
Okay. Well, how would you like the books distributed to anybody? Or
just put them all in all the hotel bed side tables.
Yeah. Put them in drawers in the inn. Anybody who comes this way seeking knowledge of your library, please give them this.
Okay. He hands it off to another monk who takes it inside. You're welcome to enter if you'd like. Peruse.
I have a feeling I'll return. I go walk over next to Burke.
I in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom.
No, I don't.
Okay, I have to go to the bathroom.
No, you hear in the stall next to you. Psss.
I sit there and wait.
Nothing out of her balloon.
I have Nicoletta fly up and peek over the stall. And I look up at her and I go,
is it closed? Alright. You hear quirp.
Didn't even wash his hands. I open the book up and I flip to the couple spells on raising dragons and people from the dead,
mm-hmm.
and also the ones about speaking with the undead.
Mm-hmm.
And I, cleanly as possible, rip those out of the book.
Okay.
That's nice and neat.
Okay. It came until there was a page there.
I fold them up and put them with
my... Actually, I guess I'll hand check.
I was going to say.
Or rather... Yeah, slightly.
Way to go, Sneezy.
You gonna do it?
Nope.
Alright, so you rip it out, but there's like a couple little pieces right in the binding. That
of the page, but the words are all still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You can just tell that they've been ripped out.
Yeah.
Okay. I fold up all those spells that I just tore out, those pages, and I fold them a few times and put them in my belongings.
Okay.
Go. And then I carry the book back out, and I tell that monk that I appreciate his assistance and to always keep that original protected and safe. I'm saying that to him.
We will.
Great.
It's ours now, so.
I would also, for your assistance, I would also like to try and do you a favor. Do you have any books here that you are unable to decipher or read?
I know I do.
You understand all languages?
Not me specifically. But
people here?
Yes.
So there are no books that are unable to be deciphered in this entire building?
I can't think of any that come off the top of my head.
Alright, well then I will not do you a favor.
Okay.
But I thank him again for watching over that book, and I walk outside. And as I'm walking outside, I crumple up. As I'm walking, I'm kind of folding the book a little bit and trying to make it look worn.
Okay.
And when I come outside, I walk over to Burke, and I set it down in front of him, and I say, if you don't want magic to be used incorrectly or fall into the wrong hands, then we should destroy this book.
The only other copy is protected inside this facility. Would you like to assist me, or?
What's the book about?
It's a book of dark, evil magic. I came across it in the tomb.
I'm trying to leaf through it real quick.
It's on the ground.
I know. I'm just sort of flipping through it.
It seems like, in general, yeah, nasty things are talked about.
Do you have a torch or any way to set it on fire?
It's gonna be Evil Dead. It's gonna be Evil Dead.
This is just a copy. It's not the original.
Is it bound in? Oh.
I slide it back out and I just start zapping it with lightning.
Nice.
Zap, zap.
Nice, keep doing it until it
catches on fire. It's
it catches on fire. I sit and just stare at it as it burns.
Is that sufficient?
Yes, I want to make sure all the ashes are gone. I cannot allow this to fall in the wrong hands.
One more for good measure.
The monster's just like, what are these guys doing?
Does it explode?
Does it explode? No.
Now their heads don't explode. You're thinking of something else.
It had to be done. It had to be done. Because in order for me to get into this library, I had to provide a book, and I did. But I know that they made a copy. This is that copy. Now only one exists, and it is safely within the walls of this keep. And they tell me that it's unable to even be opened. So I think we have accomplished the goal of keeping it out of the wrong hands. Thank you for your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to proceed.
What are you doing?
I'm just catching up with everybody around the keep. Finding out, like, any good books in lately, and how everybody's doing. I'm just kind of, like, meandering in, like,
everyone's really happy to see you, and asking about your adventures and stuff. There was talk about a dragon in the region.
Can they tell me anything else about the dragon, or just that there was a dragon and they don't know?
That it was a blue dragon. And it was sighted near Baldur's Gate at one point.
Do I know anything about blue dragons?
You know that they're evil, mostly. And that they are lightning based.
Well, it is my destiny to kill this dragon. I'm gonna get my soul back. I'm beelining to the door.
Take inspiration.
I already have inspiration.
We'll start using it.
Let's try. What am I supposed to use it?
Use it while talking to that guy.
Oh.
Alright.
But he's already so nice and helpful.
What are you guys doing now?
I'm ready to leave.
I'm ready to leave.
I am looking in the sky. I'm vigilant. Is it cloudy or is it a clear blue day?
It's nice and clear.
That's gonna make it harder. I double down my village.
You double down on your eyes.
Yes.
Eyes. Or in the skies.
Yep. My pupils get really big.
They do that cat thing where they turn into big old circles.
Mm-hmm.
Big old circles.
Big old circles.
Less like Hazel.
100%.
Oh, wait a minute. No, they do the cat thing where they turn into cat eyes.
Because it's bright.
Yeah.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.